So, Leela asks him the question, do you know what is thinking? He said, I knew what was thinking, but I do not anymore know what is thinking. I knew what was thinking, but now I do not anymore know what is thinking. Why do you think he answered this question in this way? Can you find out? I knew what was thinking, but I do not know anymore what is thinking. Yes? He is confused. Yes, good. Yes?
Because he used to think, but now he doesn't anymore, he can't.
Can't think anymore.
Oh, he can't think because he's stunned in his mind. Right? You have something to say? No? Fine. You must remember that Anak is a young boy who used to think a lot. But he had never seen, he never asked the question, what is thinking? You know, you can think without knowing what is thinking. No? Have you experienced it? You can think without knowing that you are thinking. Have you experienced it any time? You are thinking, but you do not know what is thinking. Have you felt it any time? No. Supposing you see an ocean, you are looking at it. A friend comes from behind and gives you a thud on your back. And you suddenly turn back and he asks the question, what are you doing? Then he realizes that he was seeing the ocean. He was seeing the ocean, but he was seeing it. You know, there is a very interesting word in English language which you must learn. There is perception and then there is apperception. Perception and apperception. Perception is an act of perceiving. And apperception is an act of perceiving that you are perceiving. Perception is an act of perceiving. And apperception is an act of perceiving that you are perceiving. Right? You may perceive, but when you perceive that you are perceiving, and this can go on, to perceive that you are perceiving that you are perceiving, then you can have, you are perceiving that you are perceiving that you are perceiving that you are perceiving. And further, you are perceiving that you are perceiving that you are perceiving that you are perceiving that you are perceiving. No, it is like a mirror. If you put one mirror against the other mirror, what do you see? Have you seen any time?
Yes.
Huh? What happens? You see many mirrors. Mirrors after mirrors after mirrors after mirrors, no? So, similarly, you may think, but you may not think that you are thinking. So a time comes when you think and you know that you are thinking. And then you think that you are thinking that you are thinking. And you think that you are thinking that you are thinking that you are thinking. No? It's a very important stage of development. This young boy was passing through a very important stage of his development. So when he said, I was thinking, but no more I can think. That means already now he understands what he is thinking. Because now he says, I was thinking, I am now no more thinking. So he recognizes what he is thinking. And he says, I am no more able to think. There is a very important word in English language again, which says that there is in us a witness. Every one of us is a witness. Witness, you know the meaning of a witness? Anybody knows the meaning of witness? Yes?
If a crime happened and there's a witness, then you can tell exactly what happened.
Witness is one who watches. Yes? Tell me. Yes, someone who watches. A witness is one who watches. So, Leela answered, good. You are now entering into a consciousness of a witness, she said. You are now entering into a consciousness of a witness. And he was surprised, what is this? And Leela said, you are now entering into a state of a witness. When he said, I used to think but I no more think now, she said, you are now entering into a state of a witness. And he withdrew himself and said, what is this witness? Leela went away. This was the only answer she gave and she went away. She was a young woman of about 27, 28 years of age. Extremely intelligent, with a very good brain power. And she had done a good deal of study of philosophy. She had read a lot of Indian philosophy, a lot of Western philosophy. In fact, she had stood first in her examinations throughout. Very bright student. And she was very observant. She all the time was observing. She was watching because she had a developed sense of witness consciousness. Whenever you can watch, you examine yourself. When you watch that you watch. If you are very quiet, you will not only watch, but you will also watch that you are watching. Have you made experiment any time? No? Have you seen any time when you watch, you begin to watch that you are watching? In fact, one of the great exercises that everyone should perform in his life is to watch. To see that you are seeing, to think that you are thinking.